Roland and Eddie listened in silent fascination as Susanna and Jake recounted their adventures, turn and turn about. Roland first halted Susanna while she was telling them of Matthias and Van Wyck, who had given her his money and rented her a hotel room. The gunslinger asked Eddie about the turtle in the lining of the bag.
"I didn't know it was a turtle. I thought it might be a stone."
"If you'd tell this part again, I'd hear," Roland said. So, thinking carefully, trying to remember completely, for it all seemed a very long time ago, Eddie related how he and Per Callahan had gone up to the doorway cave and opened the ghostwood box with Black 13 inside. They'd expected Black 13 to open the door, and so it had, but first,
"We put the box in the bag," Eddie said.
"The one that said nothing but strikes at Midtown Lanes in New York and nothing but strikes at Mid-World Lanes on the Colubrin Sturgis side, remember?" They all did.
"And I felt something in the lining of the bag. I told Callahan, and he said..."
Eddie mulled it over.
"He said, 'This isn't the time to investigate it,' or something like that. I agreed. I remember thinking we had enough mysteries in our hands already. We'd save this one for another day."
"Roland, who in God's name put that thing in the bag, do you think?"
"For that matter, who left the bag in the vacant lot?" Susanna asked.
"Or the key," Jake chimed in. "I found the key to the house in Dutch Hill in that same lot. Was it the rose? Did the rose somehow, I don't know, make them?"
Roland thought about it. "Were I to guess," he said, "I'd say that Cy King left those signs and sigils."
"The writer," Eddie said.
He weighed the idea, then nodded slowly. He vaguely remembered a concept from high school, the god from the machine it was called. There was a fancy Latin term for it as well, but that one he couldn't remember. Had probably been writing Mary Lou Kenopensky's name on his desk while the other kids had been obediently taking notes.